KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, and we're at 32 degrees right now. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy skies and windy conditions today, a high of 52, winds southwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. In the news, a traffic stop early this morning in Adams County resulted in a man being arrested on a weapons charge. The Adams County Sheriff's Department says deputies stopped a vehicle at about 3 miles northwest of Lenox, near the intersection of 265th and Quince Avenue, at around 12:25 this morning. And upon further investigation, deputies located a loaded revolver under the passenger seat of the vehicle. The driver, 21-year-old Brian Garcia of Lenox, was taken into custody for carrying concealed weapons. He was brought to the Adams County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. In an update to our story yesterday morning, the Mills County Sheriff's Office said Thursday afternoon that a man from Malvern, who was arrested after he was apprehended by a Fremont County K-9 unit at around 3:45 a.m. Thursday, has been charged with possession of burglary tools, interference with official acts, theft in the second degree, ongoing criminal conduct, and criminal trespass with injury. 37-year-old Jeremy Lynn Erickson was being held in the Mills County Jail on $34,000 bond. The Sheriff's Department said also 38-year-old Nicholas Jason Manoila was arrested Wednesday night in Malvern for obstruction of emergency communication. His bond was set at $300. And 50-year-old Denise Christine Russell of Council Bluffs was arrested Wednesday night along Highway 34 in Mills County for driving under suspension. Russell's bond was set at $300. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday one person was arrested on a warrant related to a drug charge. 19-year-old Deontas Isaiah Davis of Council Bluffs was arrested around 1:15 a.m. Thursday following a traffic stop. A records check indicated Davis was wanted on a Council Bluffs police warrant for failure to appear in court on a possession of controlled substance charge. And 27-year-old Nathan Jeffrey Nissen of Council Bluffs turned himself into authorities Wednesday morning. Nissen was wanted on a warrant for a probation violation. The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday no injuries were reported following an accident that took place Wednesday afternoon just east of Clarinda. Authorities say 38-year-old Troy Donovan Peterson of Essex was driving a 1995 International 1000 Series panel truck owned by UPS out of Des Moines and was traveling east in a driveway at 2215 U Avenue after making a delivery at that residence. 55-year-old Brenda Rose Lyle, who lives at the residence, was westbound in her driveway in a 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee. As both vehicles approached a curve in the single lane drive, their front ends collided, causing heavy but functional damage. The accident happened around 1:18 p.m. Wednesday. The UPS truck and SUV sustained an estimated damage of $5,000 each. Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Wita Hargens Thursday afternoon announced that she has resigned from her position. Hargens has reportedly decided to resign to help her husband focus on his grain and livestock hedging business and to pursue some other possible future opportunities within the community. In a statement, Hargens said, "After careful consideration, I have decided to resign from my position of Executive Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce." She says, "I moved to Atlantic in March of 2013 to take the position of Programs Director, and by April, my passion for the community resembled that of a longtime resident. In October of that same year, Hargan says that she took the position of the executive director, and the community and membership has embraced me with open arms." She went on to say, "Your support helped me reach many of my career goals, strengthening partnerships within the community through the collaborative website, AtlanticIowa.com, growing the resources within the community by securing 3 new community investors, engaging members and volunteers in the Total Resource Campaign, creating the most successful campaign in 2 years in a row. The goal," she says, "of $90,000 was surpassed by $20,000, tripling the amount of funds previously raised. The $110,000 sponsorship campaign included participation of over 60% of the chamber's members." Hargan said the success of the campaign has allowed for the addition of new programs and events to be held in the community, as well as gaining new memberships. "All of these goals," she said, "were accomplished because of the support of the membership, community, and volunteers. Also, the time and dedication given by staff, especially Chelsea Cousins, Allie Krogman, and Bailey Smith, the current program director." Hargan says all three were amazing, creative, and talented women to work with side by side. And she closed by saying, "Thank you again for all the opportunities and support." In the funeral announcements, Dorothy King, age 74, of Hancock, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dorothy King will be today at 10:30 at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Doris Diddy, age 90, of Stewart, died February 1st. A celebration of life for Doris Diddy will be today at 10:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home's Stewart Robert Chapel has the arrangements. Rosemary Zeiger, age 94, who's formerly of Audubon, died February 2nd in Cedar Rapids. Funeral services for Rosemary Zeiger will be today at 1 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. LaDonna Applegate, age 78, of Oakland, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for LaDonna Applegate will be today at 2:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. John Watts, Jr., age 55, of Harlan, died January 25th. Memorial services for John Watts, Jr. will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Margaret Dalby, age 85, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Margaret Dalby will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Harold Shorty William Bintz, age 88, of Minden, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Harold Shorty Bintz will be on Monday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Howard Rush, age 79, of Griswold, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Howard Rush will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Reagan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Bette Van Cully, age 95, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bette Van Cully will be held Monday at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Jo Oliver, age 98, of Irwin, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Mary Jo Oliver will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Alice Bixler, age 94, of Anita and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday at CCMH. Graveside services for Alice Bixler will be held at a later date. Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.